Good morning. Good morning and welcome. This is a test. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. You passed. Thank you. I wish it were that easy to get into the pearly gates. I don't know that it is, but it is that easy? Somebody, that from Sandy has it on good authority. Very good. Thank you. Well, welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Will Morris, and today is World Communion Sunday, which is a joyous occasion. I want to call your attention to a few things, but be brief on the announcements. This, as you hopefully know, is one of four times that our three congregations come together. I wish we could do it more often. It's a matter of scheduling, and it's difficult. But at least four times we come together as one body of Christ. And that's an exciting thing in my book. I'm very pleased that we all could make it. And I'm going to ask my other two associates in ministry, if you gentlemen would stand as I recognize you. For those who don't know, we of Burns, Patrick's right up. Very good. Well, turn around. This is Pastor Patrick Atamensa of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. Welcome. And Pastor Pelaki Lokotui of the Tonga Fellowship. And I introduce myself. Thank you, Pelaki. The three of us, as well as Ken Burvey, will be celebrating the Lord's table this morning. And we will invite you up to join that consecrated elements as well. Also, today is a special day. You'll notice the gorgeous roses on the Lord's table. Those are from Don Boyles in honor of his wife of 12 years, Janet Boyles. Let us give a hand to the Boyles on their anniversary. I think the Boyles deserve more public humiliation. We'll see what we can do later on. This being World Communion Sunday and a time when we all celebrate together, a reminder, if you can stay afterwards, we welcome all of you, all of us, to join us in the parlor, which is the room right next door, for a light lunch, time for fellowship and food and conversation. It's something that Methodists worldwide do well, and that is eat together. So let us do that today. Today is World Communion Sunday. I'm not going to read it for you, but on the back of the bulletin is a description of this, which is one of our special Sundays with a special offering. Today's offering, should you so choose, supports ethnic and racial minority graduate students, undergraduates, and those who are seeking second careers in ministry throughout the world. Now, I am not so naive that I don't recognize that we collectively are in a world economic crisis, and I guarantee that extends down to your pocketbook or your wallet. I take my responsibility seriously of offering you the opportunity to donate. I don't expect anybody to give to every cause that I bring up, but at very least I would ask you to commit these folks to your prayers. That there are people throughout the world of many different colors and nations and cultures who are working toward ministry and furthering their education. So if you would commit them to your prayers, and if you can, offer a little money in the special donation envelope. If you put in cash, that's great. We will know how to get it to these folks. If you want to write a check for World Communion Sunday, we ask you to write the check to Burns United Methodist Church. And in the memo line, put WCS, World Communion Sunday. And that way we will funnel all those checks into one check that we write to the World Communion Sunday folks. So thank you for that. Next Sunday, October 12th, there'll be a special service at Highlands Ranch at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church, welcoming and celebrating the installation of our new bishop, Bishop Elaine J.W. Stanovsky. She was just consecrated and elected this summer. I've had the opportunity to meet Bishop Stanovsky, and she will be formally introduced to both the Yellowstone and the Rocky Mountain Conference. She is over the entire area, and you are welcome to join us at that service next Sunday at 3 o'clock. If you're interested in going, Melba is trying to get some carpoolers to go down there, so talk to Melba if you would. Very soon, two Sundays from today, is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. There are two things we will not ever have too much of, and that is donations to support the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk, and the second thing is walkers. So if you want to walk, if you want to join us in walking with Jesus Christ toward the elimination of poverty and hunger, we ask you to do so. And if you can't do that, we'd welcome a donation, pennies up to dollars, up to whatever you want to give. And if you, I know there'll be a table staffed by our youth right outside the door here this afternoon. We're also planning to contribute our efforts toward the build of a new home for Habitat for Humanity. I know there's a discreetly colored insert there in your bulletin from Jane Barber, reminding all of us that next Sunday there'll be a lasagna dinner. And Jane will be outside selling tickets for that. Those are $10, suggested donation, just as a way to make a wonderful donation from the church toward Habitat for Humanity. Several of us are going to be working on October 9th, 10th, and 11th. God bless you if you have already signed up. You still have the opportunity to come with us, to join us in the build. I guarantee it'll be a fun day. Here's the key. If they will welcome me, who have two left thumbs and very little in the way of construction skills, they welcome you. I guarantee it. So please, if you have time, talk to Jane Barber or Ken Burvey or myself. We can get you signed up for the Habitat for Humanity build. This is a place to literally put your feet on the ground and help somebody directly. So that's a wonderful ministry opportunity. Today at 1 o'clock, for those in the Kingdom Walkers, we will be meeting at the Utah Park Pool, and we will do a walk this afternoon, given that it doesn't pour down rain on us. So join me at 1 o'clock. We'll do that. Any other announcements for the good of this assembled body? Several of you this morning were out, I guess, at the Pepsi Center at the Walk for the Cure. Just a reminder that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It struck me this morning as I pulled on my pink wristband that both my mother and Jane's mother had breast cancer. So it's something that connects to all of us. Jane and I were talking, Jane Barber and I were talking this morning. I don't know that many folks know this, but men can be afflicted with breast cancer as well. It's an equal opportunity disease. So let us commit to our prayers those folks who are battling cancer and those doctors and researchers who are working toward a cure for all kinds of cancers. I believe God has given us active brains so that we can fight these kinds of diseases. So think about those folks as well. Today truly is the day that the Lord has made. In the high country of Colorado later this afternoon and this evening, it'll look more like a winter wonderland, and I think we'll get a little bit of rain. But it is yet gorgeous and green. We're watching the colors change. God's palette of colors is superb. God also has a love of diversity in human people. We are many cultures, many people, many languages, one Lord. Let me ask you to rise now in the peace of Jesus Christ. Find somebody you've never met before, offer your hand, and offer God's peace. Good morning. Welcome back. One of the things that strikes me and will likely become evident to you if you open up the bulletin is that today's service is heavy on music, and for very good reason. Physiologically speaking, music touches parts of our brain that cannot be reached through the verbal, through the visual. So allow the music to touch you, to move into your soul, to move you. And I would offer this for what is normally a conservative United Methodist congregation, and I don't mean that in a negative at all, but today, as you hear music, if it fills you and moves your body, absolutely. Patrick's doing the hand thing here. We're going. That's great. Feel free to move.